Anybody ever treat you bad or make you feel like they're not being fair with you? You ever get really vexed because of what somebody say or do? It happened to all of we. In a situation like that, people who don't know Jehovah usually act in a way where not peaceful none at all. Then try to get revenge or then try to hurt the person who hurt them. But on the other hand, we know that Jehovah see what happened. And he could fix the situation. It would have good for make remember what Jesus say. The one that were humble won't be happy. And the one that were peaceable won't be happy. The Bible tell we both one man we may stay humble and peaceable in a some really hard and stressful situation. Over and over, it may choose not to fight. It may work hard to get peace with others. That man may name Jacob. Jacob may learn to be one peaceable person from the example of his pa Isaac. They may go a famine where part of them live, and so Isaac moved his family to Gerar, where part Abimelech that may king over the Philistine. Make we read about some of the problems that come up and see how Isaac may deal with them. Please turn to Genesis chapter 26. And verse 12.
And Isaac besought a plan from the land where part of me live. And in that same year, he may reap 100 times more than where he may plant. This may happen because Jehovah may the blesser. Isaac may get rich, and as time may pass, he may end up to get more things and get even richer. He may own a lot of sheep, cow, and servants. And the Philistine there may get jealous of him, sick of everything we may own. So the Philistine there may fill up all of the well there with dirt. They under the well where Abraham's servant there may dig during for him time. Then Abimelech tell Isaac,
go live somewhere else, because you got more people with you and you're richer than we.
So Isaac move from there, and he can set up a camp at the valley of Gerar, and right there he may start to live. Then Isaac make his servant then start take out the dirt from out of the well then where his servant may dig while he may alive. Then there are the same well where the Philistine there may fill up with dirt after Abraham may dead. Isaac may name them the well the same way pa may name them. While Isaac's servant there may dig some well in the valley, then may find one well where got clean water. And the shepherd then where lived at Gerar may they quarrel with Isaac's shepherd then. And they say,
the well of a wee.
So Isaac may call the well Esek because the shepherd from Gerar may quarrel with her. And when Isaac's servant then began to deal with another well, the shepherd then will leave that Gerar may start quarrel with them again. So because of that, Isaac may call the well Sitna. Later on, he may move from there, and the servant then may dig another well. But the shepherd then from Gerar never quarrel with them over this well. So Isaac may call the well Rehoboth, and he may say,
now Jehovah give we enough space upon this land, and he bless we with one lot of descendant.
Then Isaac left from there, and he got left at Beersheba. That night, Jehovah may appear to Isaac, and he tell her,
I am the God of your father Abraham. Don't be afraid, because I dare with you. I will bless you, and I will give you one lot of descendants, because that the way I promise Abraham.
Because the Philistine am a jealous Isaac, they use dirt for fill up all of the well where Abraham may dig. And then the king asked Isaac to move a family from the area. Now Isaac may got one decision for make. Maybe some people may tell him make he stay. Think about what they must may tell him. You not do nothing wrong, Isaac. Remember Jehovah may tell you that this land will be for you and your picnic day. You no got nothing for afraid for. You got lot of servant, and they're stronger than all of the Philistine day. Why you not take revenge against the people where stop up your well day? In a this situation, where you may do? Isaac may choose for act in a one peaceful way. He decide for move from there. That never easy at all. Isaac may got a lot of servant, and he may got a lot of sheep and a lot of cattle. Isaac may got a farm, I may plant lot of things, and I may produce good too. But I walk away from everything and move a family from there. But Isaac jump out of the fire and right into the frying pan. When they get where they may going, his servant they dig some new well and find fresh water. But the shepherd then when me live wrong there say, no, this water are for we. So Isaac then dig one next well. But then the shepherd then wrong there quarrel with him over that one there too. Again, instead of fight over the well, Isaac move his family from there. And then be able to finally find one place where they could have live a peaceful life. Jacob may say that the peaceful actions of Pa Isaac may got good results. And he may know that Jehovah may bless Isaac because he may please with her. What we could learn from this? Parents, never forget how much your good example could affect your children there in a one positive way. Jacob may got one twin brother named Esau. Now Esau, that may the one we born first. But Jehovah may prophesy that the older brother may end up to serve the younger brother, even though that they never the custom. Jehovah could have may say exactly what kind of man they may grow up to be. And he may know that Esau never may got no appreciation for spiritual things. And Esau show his true colors when he give up his rights as the firstborn son for one single plate of dinner. And he make a promise where he couldn't break. But he may give up something else too. When he may give up his rights as the firstborn son, he may give up his rights for get a blessing where Jehovah may give to for his family. Now years later, when Isaac the Medonwa old man, he decide that the time for make a give the blessing to his firstborn son. It possible that he never know that Esau sell his rights as firstborn. Whether or not he may know, he tell Esau that he was blesser. But before he bless her, he ask Esau for make him make her one nice plate of food with game meat where he catch. Rebecca, then boy ma, hear when Isaac tell Esau this. And she convinced Jacob for make him pretend to be Esau while Esau de out the hunt. And then plan me gone good. Without he even know, Isaac blessed Jacob. Well, when Esau find out, he get blue becks. Make we read about it. We are start at Genesis 27, verse 41.
But Esau may hate Jacob because of the blessing where he may give her. And he may keep the said to himself,
my pa was soon dead. After he dead, I want kill my brother Jacob.
When Rebecca find out where her older son made a plan for do, she hurry send for Jacob and he tell her,
your brother begs with you, and it plan to kill you because of what you do. So please, my son, do what I say. Run fire, and go to Haran where my brother live and live. Stay there for a while, till when your brother calm down, and he not so begs again. When your brother calm down, and he forget about what you do, then I will send for you for make you come back. Because I don't want to lose to a uno, in a one day.
After that, Rebecca may keep the tell Isaac.
They are Hittite woman, they make my life miserable. What will happen if Jacob get married to one of them Hittite woman then we live wrong, yeah? If that ever happen, it better for make her dead.
So Isaac send for Jacob and he bless her and he give her this command.
You're not for get married to any of the woman then from Canaan. Go to Padam Aram, where part your grandpa Betuel live, and get married to one of Laban daughter, hinda your ma brother. God the Almighty will bless you, and you are going to a lot of picnic, and your descendant there will be one big group of people, and God will give you the blessing where he promised me pa Abraham. He will give it to you and your descendant then, so that you could own the land where part you live right now as one foreigner. The land where God give to me pa.
So Isaac sent Jacob the Padan Aram, and he gone to Laban's house. Laban the Rebekah brother, and for their part of Betuel, who the Aramean man, and Rebekah the Isa and Jacob ma.
Jacob ma and pa tell him to go where pa uncle Laban live, and make him find one wife there. Of course, the real reason why they sent her, that made a problem with Isa. Remember that earlier in the story, Isaac may got one problem with the Philistine there. And that may a problem where he couldn't settle in a one peaceful way. So, where Isaac may do? He move his family from there. Now, Jacob may face one similar situation. His brother may still very angry with him. So, Jacob decide for gone. He may have to left a home and a family. And he may have to travel far to get to a place where he never gone before. Jacob could have been stubborn and stay. After all, that he may got the rights as the firstborn son. So he could have argue with the mampa and tell him, "No treat me like a picnic, I 77 years old." But Jacob no do none of them the things. All what the Bible tell we, that Jacob obey a manipa and he gone. So where we learn? When we face one situation where we can't settle in a one peaceful way, we no might have to get up and travel to a far place. But sometime, the wise thing for make we do, that for make we decide to walk away from the situation. Proverbs chapter 17 and verse 14 say, "If you start one fight, that like you open one floodgate. Before the quarrel start up, walk away." While Jacob made a travel to go see uncle, Jehovah appeared to Jacob in our dream, and he promised Jacob that he was supporter and protector. But that never means say, that all of Jacob's trials and troubles may done. When he reached where Pai Meguin, he moved in with the uncle family. Years later, another situation come up again, and the way Jacob deal with it show that he na me a man well of peace. Make we read about it that Genesis chapter 29. We want start at verse 16.
Now Laban me got two daughter. The older daughter me name Leah, and the younger daughter me name Rachel. Leah never looked that pretty, but Rachel me very beautiful. Jacob may fall in love with Rachel. So he tell Laban,
"I willing to work 7 years for your younger daughter Rachel."
Then Laban tell her,
"It better for make I give she to you as one wife instead of give her to another man. So continue to stay her with me."
And Jacob may work 7 years for Laban so that he could have get married to Rachel. But then the years that may just like a few days to him because of how much he may love Rachel. After some time may pass, Jacob tell Laban,
"Give Rachel to me so that I could get married to she, because the 7 years old may agree pan don't pass."
Then Laban may prepare one big dinner for the wedding, and he may invite all of the people where may live wrong there. But in the night, Laban may carry daughter Leah to Jacob, so that he could have got sexual relations with she instead. And Laban may get one female servant woman named Zilpah, and he may get she to Leah for be a servant. When Jacob wake up the next morning, he may see that the Leah did it alongside her. Then he got to tell Laban,
"That why you trick me? I may agree for work for you so that I could get married to Rachel."
Then Laban tell her,
"We don't normally make the younger daughter get married before the older one. Finish celebrate the week of your marriage with Leah. And after that, I will give you Rachel. But you won't have to work 7 more years for me."
So Jacob may do what Laban may tell him to do. And he may celebrate the week of his marriage with Leah. After that, Laban may give Rachel to Jacob so that he could have get married to she. Then Laban may give female servant woman named Bilhah to Rachel to make she be a servant.
Jacob got good reason for be Bex. After all, he may agree to work with Laban for 7 years for Rachel. At the end of the 7 years, they may go on wedding feast. But when they bring in the bride, it may get on a thick veil, so Jacob never know that I'm Leah, not Rachel. Imagine how Jacob must be shocked when he catch up what's going on. And instead of Laban admit that he tricked Jacob, he make up one excuse. What do you think Jacob must think about all of this? Jehovah may promise Jacob to make a lot of descendant, just like a whole lot of dust step on the earth. You think Jacob figured that Jehovah did work things out? Well, we don't really know. Well, we do know that this. Leah may got 6 sons for Jacob, including Levi and Judah. The Fanden 2 sons, 2 of the most special tribe of Israel may come. Of course, Jacob never know that all of that may happen. Still yet, Jacob the man will work for peace. So he accept Leah as a wife. And when Laban may got the nerves for Asan for work 7 more years for Rachel, Jacob may willingly do it. So what are the lesson? It really disappoint me when other people not keep their promise. Just like Jacob. You think you could find it in your heart to forgive the person and keep the peace between you and them? Jacob may work for Laban for 14 years for his 2 wives then. And he end up the work for Laban 6 more years for make a gay own sheep and goat then. Then, Jehovah tell Jacob to get the family together and all the animals. And so Jacob do that and he left for Laban's house without telling anything. When Laban find out, he get ratted and he chase after Jacob and he catch up to her. This time it was a dangerous situation and it could have end up in a violence easy one. Make we try picture where going on. Jacob may camp in one place with Lata Mountain. Maybe the early morning and the air still cool. You could hear the animal there and you could smell them too. Sheep, donkey, camel, that may want Lata there. You see the servant the tent today. They get them ready for the journey for that day. But then, you hear people the ball. Laban show, and he never come by himself. He got an army with him. They ride right into the camp on a camel, and then they jump off. This the never no kind of friendly visit. The man never come with Laban ready to do whatever he tell them to do. And Jacob's servant then rush to get the two. Jacob and Laban they argue and everybody on the 2 sides they watch them. The night before, Jehovah may give Laban a dream and he warn him to make him be very careful as to what he tell Jacob. But Laban may beg, so he may behave ignorant. Laban make 2 accusations against him. First he asks him, why you did do this to me? Why you trick me and care me daughter de, like how people care prisoner after a war? And why you smart me out and gone without tell me? Well, the answer to that accusation is easy. Jacob tell her, I never tell you that again because I'm afraid that you may want to take away your daughter de, from me. Laban also accused Jacob that he may thief a family idol day. Rachel may did thief a pa idol day, but Jacob never know nothing about it. Laban searched through all of the things, but never did find the idol day. So Jacob explained his situation to Laban. Make we go back to the reading that Genesis chapter 31 and verse 36.
Then Jacob may get begs with Laban, and he tell her off. He tell her,
why you de chase me? Like if I had somebody we commit one crime, that way I do you? Now that you done search through all of me things, that way you find what belongs to you. Put everything where you find front of my family and front of you family, and make them decide who right or who wrong. I work for you for 20 years, and during that time, when your sheep and your goat then got baby, none of them are dead, and I never eat not one of your male sheep then. If one wild animal may kill one of your animal then, I never bring it to you for prove that they never my fault is dead, but I would have pay you for it instead. And if somebody may thief one animal, either during the day or during the night, you would have may expect me to pay for it. During the day, the sun may burn me, and during the night, I may feel cold and I couldn't sleep. I may live with you for 20 years. I may work with you for 14 years for your two daughters, and I work for you 6 years for your animal then. During that time, your change may pay 10 times. If the God of Abraham, where my pa Isaac may worship, never there with me, you would have may send me away with nothing for a long time. God may say how I suffer and work hard for you, and that the way he may correct you last night.
Then Laban say,
"There a woman that my daughter there, and there a picnic that my grand picnic there, and there a animal that my animal there, and everything we you see, that for me and my daughter there. So I make you think that I would have one hurt them or their picnic. So let's go make one covenant. And it will remind me that we may make peace."
So Jacob may take one stone and he may set it up as one sign for member where they may agree upon. Then Jacob tell a family member there,
"Pick up some stone."
And so they may pick up the stone there and make one big pile out of there. And then they may eat by the pile of stone. And Laban may call the pile of stone Jigar Sahaduta. But Jacob may call it Galeed. Then Laban may say,
"This pile of stone that is signed at the covenant where me and you make today."
That's why the pile of stone may name Galeed and the watchtower. Because Laban may say,
"Make Jehovah watch over we when we not close to one another. If you treat my daughter then bad, and if you're married to any other woman beside my daughter then, remember that even though nobody say we, God the watch, and he know about the covenant where me and you may make."
After that, Laban tell Jacob,
"This stone and this pile of stone that was signed for remember the covenant where me and you may make. I know for pass this pile of stone for do nothing bad to you, and you no fe pass this pile of stone fe do nothing bad to me neither. This pile of stone and the stone where you set up, that like one witness of this promise what we make to each other. Make God judge between me and you. Hinder the God where Abraham may serve, and the God where Nahor may serve, and the God where Fidem Pa may serve."
So Jacob may swear in the name of the God where Epa Isaac worship. After that, Jacob may kill one animal and he may offer it as one sacrifice to God upon the mountain. And then he may invite everybody to come eat bread, so they may eat and spend the night upon the mountain. Then Laban may get up early the next morning and he may kiss a grand picnic there and a daughter there and a bless there. Then he gone back home.
Jacob may serve Laban faithfully for 20 years, even though Laban may thief and chance him. Laban no admit none of that. Laban claims that everything and everybody who belong with Jacob actually belong to he. Then Laban suggests that they make what agreement figure peace, so that the two family no ever do one another nothing. Laban never do this because he know a man will love peace. He probably may do it for make sure that Jacob no come back after Laban dead and use the family idol there for take away the inheritance from Laban's son there. No matter the reason, Jacob may agree, and so everybody calm down. Nobody may get hurt. They set up a monument on that spot so that they would always remember this agreement. Even though Laban may treat Jacob bad for years, Jacob may willing to make this agreement figure peace. He no hold no kind of malice or try to get revenge. Well, Jacob managed to get out of that problem there. But now I got one next problem right head on. Jacob sent messengers to his brother. Then tell Esau that Jacob they come back and that they want to make peace with his brother Esau. The messenger then come back and tell Jacob that Esau they come for meet her and he they bring 400 soldiers with her. That what Jacob would do now? You think Esau still vex with her? It makes sense that this would make Jacob worry. After all, he no want to fight with his brother. Make we see how he handled this situation. Make we turn in our Bible to Genesis chapter 32 and verse 13.
And Jacob may spend the night there. Then he separate some of the animal then for giving to his brother Esau as one gift. He may separate 200 female goat, 20 male goat, 200 female sheep, 20 male sheep, 30 female camel with them baby, cow, 40 cow, 10 bull, 20 female donkey, and 20 adult male donkey. So, he may give one group of animal after the other to his servant there. And he may tell them,
Uno go ahead of me and cross the river. And uno fi make sure that each group of animal stays separate from each other.
Then he may also give his command to the first group.
In case my brother Esau meet up with you and he ask you, who are your master and where are you going? And who all of the animal belongs to? Then you fi tell her, your servant Jacob, that my master, they are animal that want give for you, my lad Esau, and Jacob they come behind me.
And he may give a same command to all of the other servants there when they come behind. He may tell them,
that one of you tell Esau when I meet up with her. And one of you also tell her, your servant Jacob they come behind me.
Because this the way Jacob may say to himself.
If the gift they were sent for my brother then, make him pleased with me, then he was happy to see me, and he was welcome me back.
Jacob wanted peace with his brother Esau. He sent Esau hundreds of animals as one gift, for sure that he wanted peace with her. You think this mean that Jacob that me a coward, and he couldn't stand up to his brother? None at all. In fact, as he may get closer to where he may meet Esau, Jacob wrestled with angel all night till morning, just for get proof that Jehovah will continue bless her. Now, make we see what happened when the two brothers they meet up. Please turn in your Bible to Genesis chapter 33 and verse 1.
Now when Jacob look up, he may see Esau they come along with 400 men. So Jacob makes some of his picnic go with Leah, some with Rachel, and some with the two female servants. He may tell the two female servants and the picnic to go to front. Then he may tell Leah and she picnic them to go after them. And Rachel and Joseph gone last. Then he gone front of all of them, and as he may get closer to his brother, he bowed down to the ground. Then he got a little bit closer, and he may bow down again. He may do this 7 times. But Esau run go meet Jacob, and he hug her, and he kiss her, and the two of them start to bawl. When Esau look up, he may see the woman there and the picnic there, and he ask Jacob,
"The who them people were there with you?"
Then Jacob tell her,
"They are the picnic there where God bless your servant with."
Then the two female servants and the picnic got closer to Esau and bow down front of her. Then Leah and the picnic then got closer to Esau and then bow down. Then Joseph and Rachel got closer and bow down too. Then Esau asked Jacob,
"Why you send all of them people for come meet me?"
Then Jacob tell her,
"Because I want please you, my lad."
Then Esau tell her,
"I don't own a lot of things, Jacob. So keep what belongs to you."
Then Jacob tell her,
"No, my lad. If you're pleased with me, accept the gift where I sent for you. Because I sent it so that I could get to see you. And when I look upon your face, that like, I look upon God's face, because I could see that you're pleased with me. Please accept the gift where I give you. Because God bless me, and I got everything where I need.
And Jacob may keep to tell Esau to take the gift, so he may take it.
Well, that meeting they gone good. Instead of the two brothers they fight, they may happy to see one another again. The two of them cry, and they hug up one another. Again, Jacob that the one will make peace. How Jacob proved that? He may pray to God, and he do things for sure that the prayer is sincere. He send one gift. He show honor and respect to a brother. He even call on Lord and bow down to him 7 times. So what are the lesson for we? Day and Bible passage show we how far we need to be willing to go to make we keep the peace with we Christian brothers and sisters there. We learn a lot from Jacob about how to work hard to get peace with others. When a brother may beg so that when he may younger, Jacob may willing to left home. When Laban may trick her and give her Leah instead of Rachel, he accept her. When Laban chase her down and make all kind of accusation, Jacob may willing to make one agreement for got peace. And when he meet up Esau again, he give her one gift. Now remember, Jacob the never the one where may need to apologize in any other situation. But in every situation, Jacob showed that he may love peace. He may depend upon Jehovah, and Jehovah may bless him. Jehovah never forget Jacob, and how hard Jacob may work for God peace with others. When we do the same thing, when we work hard for God peace, even when people treat we bad, or when they persecute we, whether that just a small problem, or what bigger problem? Jehovah no one ever forget we need her. Jehovah won't give a lot of blessings if we love peace, just like how Jacob may love peace.